I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
welcome to episode 168 of Podcart. My name is Helena, and these are the podcasts. We have some specials coming up in the future with various people, but tonight is tonight, you could be listening at bloody 5 o'clock in the morning if you're a mad. But this is a selection of music from around the world, including Scotland. The first band are called Etna. Now, my German lessons went out of the window when I stopped doing my hires, and that's for anyone that's kind of old enough to remember what hires are. I had to end up watching a YouTube video of how to pronounce the umlaut over the A, and I hope the band appreciate the trouble that I have gone to in terms of pronouncing them. The song's called Remission. They're two-piece and they met in Dresden, Germany. And that's taken from a 5-song EP, which is self-titled. Etna. See, did it again. I'm getting good at this. And they teamed up with producer Moses Schneider. The EP is out and it's reminiscent of Imogen Heap in some respects. I like the way that it doesn't quite hit a crescendo, but it kind of almost keeps teasing you. Next, Yous, who are from Glasgow.
Thank you.
yous. I have to pronounce it like that because I seem to be on this Scottish high at the moment. That track's Welcome. A trio based in Glasgow. I don't think they're actually all from Glasgow. I think they're from various parts, but they're just based here. So we've got Andrew Cowan, Angus Tika, and Neil Payton. For me, it's like Ultravox at Vienna, you know, circa Vienna, meets American football. Now, I tell you, guys, you can use that as a quote. I'm letting you, because people will pay attention to that shit. Cowan is an exceptionally talented musician, as is Angus. And I don't know about Neil. Sorry, Neil. I'm assuming that you are if you're in the company of the other two. But as I say, they are based in Glasgow. The production is beautiful, and I think it's a really underrated release. They passed it passed kind of a lot of people when they put it out, and I think it's one of those songs that the more you listen to it, the more that you hear the nuances and the wonderful gems in the production. And I really urge people to kind of check them out live, because, as I say, I know that their background, and I kind of, Andrew does these YouTube videos that are quite funny of his guitar playing, but he's exceptional. So check them out. Next, Momotaro.
Thank you.
was Gone Days by Momotaro. I keep saying, I was saying to my other half, I just keep pronouncing it Momotaro, as in Mon will go and do a tarot, a deck of tarot cards, which probably won't be funny to anyone, but it's funny to me, so that's all that matters. I've got a Scottish filter on the podcast, like a Snapchat filter, so I'm sorry. Gone Days, it's taken from their EP, it's Between Places it's called, and it was released on the 5th of May. They're from Brighton. Now, Brighton can do no wrong for me. I don't think there's one band that I've heard from Brighton that's shite, but I've probably actually jinxed myself, so I'll probably get a whole lot of crap now. Not that music is crap, I respect everyone and you're entitled to... No. There's a uniquely tiny voice on the lead vocal, and the minimal instrumentation and the arrangements are just like captivating. There's this kind of mystique about the whole song that I really love. Moving on, we are going to Scotland, back to Scotland, and this is Savage Mansion.
Just approached me and apologized for kicking me in the ass in 2005. Down the road that's traveled from English to Mass. For a safe haven of geography class, I was disturbed by that conversation. I blame myself for our misunderstanding. I was younger then, so dissatisfied. And I hoped I'd be better. I really tried.
City Hall, Savage Mansion. So I know a few of the people in the band, and Craig Angus who I think Craig's the lead singer. I'm not sure, actually. I should really kind of do my research before recording. Total goosebumps for me, that song. It's really lovely to hear this coming from a Scottish band. However, you know, it's, I suppose, Teenage Fan Club, when they did their album with Jad Fair. It's kind of reminiscent of that. But I get big, big injections of Tom Petty. You know, driving down the freeway, whatever the song is, I can't sing. So, Goldflake Paint turned 7 years old this week. I bow down to him. I say him, Tom Johnson. So Tom runs Goldflake Paint. He was originally from Bristol and moved to Scotland. So he's eclipsed my blogger spotlight and has become the best music blogger in Scotland, although he's from down south, which is really depressing. I bow down to his work, his ethos, and I think it's fair to say he produces a music blog that a lot of us completely envy. Him and a couple of people put together a new compilation as a gift from them to you as part of their birthday. 100% of any money donated in exchange for a download will be shared equally between the Poverty Alliance and the Survivors Trust. Now, the latter, the Survivors Trust, I suppose it's prompted by recent news regarding a band in the media. Now, I don't want to sully this podcast and the outcome of this compilation by naming who it was or you know, what's happened. But so many people have said that it's the survivors that matter in this the most. And I think that the compilation is just testament to what a fantastic smorgasbord of talent that Tom continues to champion. And I just kind of urge you to buy it. I've bought it. So yeah, go and buy it. Next, we move over to a label in Edinburgh called Song by Toad, and this is the taken from a split, and it's Viking Moses.
Little rabbit, what a smile you got there. I can't take the credit, never had the nerve to put it there. Oh, what I wouldn't give to be your clown. A bulbous rubber nose to take attention from my awkwardness exposed. Oh, just lend a hand and show me where it goes. Go on and reach for me beneath my silly clothes. Relieve me, laugh at me. Ha 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 ha. And ha ha ha. Laughter hid beneath that shaken head that's slightly bowed. And you see right through me, right through the frown, pain on my mouth. Oh, what I wouldn't give to be your clown. A consequence foretold might be half the fun, but worth the wait and gold. Now that's a concept you will surely never know. As for me, it's one I never would outgrow. Relieve me, laugh at me. Ha 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 ha. And ha 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 ha. Attention from my awkwardness exposed. Oh, just lend a hand and show me where it goes. Go on and reach for me beneath my silly clothes. believe me, laugh at me. Ha 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 ha.
As mentioned, Viking Moses, and that's Clown School. It's taken from the split with Sam Goodwill, released on Song by Toad Records on 7-inch on the 19th of May, so it's this week. So that's quite lucky in terms of timing. So Song by Toad is Matthew Young and co. I believe he's got a couple of other people. And he has just... it's relentless. I can't believe he's still going. And he's still kind of, you know, so dedicated to the artists that he works with. So they maintained the friendship with Brendan, who is Viking Moses. And he actually booked Murso, who are also on Song by Toad, their US tour in 2014. And they recorded in their living room for the split 12-inch volume 4 last year. I don't really have many words for this, as they kind of fail me, but there's kind of this feeling that remains after the song's finished. And it's like a dreamy companion for the ultimate American road trip, which seems to be another theme for this podcast, actually. But yeah, that is out 19th, and go and just research Song by Toad's discography, because it is... It's wonderful. We've got some really beautiful vinyls, actually, and really worth investing in. Last up, so this is Young Death by Burial, but it's the Sena remix. I think with the original, you have to be in a kind of a certain frame of mind to kind of listen to it. But this, so Zainab dedicates this to his partner who's terminally ill. And we obviously send our love. This is such a kind of wonderful take on the original for me. And Burial himself... Untrue is one of my top 10 favourite albums of all time. I can't believe it's turning 10 in November this year. He's a groundbreaking artist for me, and just in a different league. And as I say, I love this remix so much. And it's just kind of a nice tip of the cap to Burial himself and to Zainab. That's it, folks. Till next week. And... I believe I will have an artist special for you. So as always, thank you for listening.
change. You made me a man by loving me. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Watch out for that signal. When life as you know it ends, I will always love you.
There'll be more, I promise.